This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Sheevens with us, offgridmontana.com. Rich, you've got some more on the bottom 93% ideas and solutions?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to leave it up to you. I can go another several hours. So if you want, if you have other things you want to talk about, we can certainly go there. Or if you want me to do another segment, I can certainly do that. You decide.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let me share with our class a couple of things that have happened that I think are of extreme importance. I talked about how I was moving the broadcast studio to another part of the house. The idea is mainly, I want to save some heat. Okay, we have to heat a portion of the house that we would not have to heat in these extreme temperatures we've been experiencing if I move the studio. And it gives me more light, so I'm doing that. And I mentioned last week that I bought some doors, some French doors. Actually, class, the style of our house is a French classic farmhouse. That is the style. And the doors that I want to put in are French doors into our dining room. I'm converting our dining room into a studio. And the doors that I bought are standard size. They come in 3 feet and 4 feet. And they're less expensive if you buy a standard size rather than the custom size. So custom size might cost three times as much as a standard size. So I bought standard doors. And after I removed some of the sheetrock, I found out that the opening, the studded opening, is a little bit too small. And now, I bought the doors at a company called T.H. Rogers. T.H. Rogers is the company that quoted the doors and honored the commitment, even when the supplier of the doors to them said, no, you know, we made a mistake and the price is higher than we quoted you, so we're going to have to charge you more. Well, T.H. Rogers ended up meeting their original equipment to sell me the doors, and what really happened was everybody agreed to meet their original commitment. So the supplier did, T.H. Rogers did, and Russell, who is the store manager at T.H. Rogers in Lebanon, Missouri, met his commitment and agreement with me. So everybody's happy. And so I had an idea of how I could make this door opening a little bit wider without weakening the studs in the walls that support the roof. So I called up Russell and I said, here's my idea. And we talked about it with T.H. Rogers. And they agreed that this was a really, you know, this idea would work. Now, I want to compare that to a big box store. Do you think you could go into, a Lowe's or Home Depot and say to the guy, hey, listen, I'm putting in a door and I want to change the framing and I want to make these changes. Do you think they've got people there who can help you? I'm not so sure they do. So that is one of the reasons why if you can shop at a lumber yard where they actually have professionals that are there week after week after week, year after year after year, you know, people who stay with the company for a long time and make it a profession, that's worth considering if you plan on, you know, needing some help. So just a thought. That's one story. Next story is, I mentioned that we have a neighbor who is a senior citizen and her brakes failed. Well, we put the truck on the lift. It's a 2004 model Chevy. And it had a brake failure in the brake lines. Why? Because of the road salt. Why? Because they mix beet juice with road salt, and it's causing cars to rust like crazy. How much? Well, cars used to rust at about $200 a year in damage. Oh, back in 1975. $200 worth of rust per year, per car, in 1975 due to road salt. Well, today it's more like $850 a year per car due to road salt. Why? Because the road salt is more corrosive. They're mixing it with beet juice. Road salt and beet juice. It's causing bridges to fail. It's causing concrete roads to fail, curbs to fail. Just look around. You'll see it. It's causing rust on steel, on bridges. It's causing rust underneath your car. That's why your rocker panels below your doors are rusting on a lot of vehicles that have metal there. And it's causing brake lines to fail. Well, I know three people who own a 2004 Chevrolet pickup truck. We're one of them. We had to replace the brake lines. Our neighbor had to replace his brake lines. And now we're working on another neighbor who had to replace brake lines because of rust. It's caused by two things. One, the car manufacturers are not protecting the steel as they used to. You know, Volvo used to spray the undercarriage of their car, including the brake lines, everything you think of, with a rust preventative tar type spray. The entire bottom of the car. They would protect the vehicle as much as possible. Now, here in America, we don't do that. We just let them rust, and we figure, you know, you need a new car in a few years anyway, right? Planned obsolescence. Well, here's the rest of the story. So the brake lines, you can buy brake lines and make them yourself. Yeah, they used to cost a couple dollars. Now, to change the brake lines in a Chevy pickup truck is about a $1,000 proposition. It's $20 worth of parts now, and it's $1,000 if you have somebody do it. Why? Because you have a choice. If it's a rear brake line, you can take the pickup truck bed off. Now think about that. Take a couple guys to do it, maybe four. Four people to lift it off after you unbolt it, after you get under there and unbolt it. We're talking about the bed of a pickup truck and the tailgate. You know, lights are on there. It's a problem. Or you can put the car up in the air on a lift, and you can take the gas tank off after you drain it. So how much gas is in a gas tank? Well, probably half a tank on average, 13 gallons on average. And there's no drain plug. And the gas tanks are designed so that you can't siphon gas out. So as a feature for the owner, there is a bend in the fill pipe so that you can't stick a hose down there and siphon gas out. So you have to figure out how you can get the gas out of the gas tank without a drain plug and without siphoning it. How do you do it? Well, you use the electric fuel pump. So that means you have to figure out which relay does what under the hood and jumper it. Okay, once you do that, you have to have an adapter that will allow fuel to come out of the fuel port under the hood. So now you need a special tool. And you need to make another tool to jumper the relay. That's why it's $1,000. And how many people does it take to lift the gas tank out? A couple. So to replace a brake line is a two-person job. It's ridiculous. Well, we bought the brake lines. We bought them pre-manufactured. They came in a huge box. How big? 14 inches by 8 inches by 58 inches. What's the shipping on that? $40. How much does it weigh? Well, the box weighs more than the brake lines. Feels like an empty box. About $40 shipping. So we get the brake lines, and they're really nice. They look beautiful. They're made in China. They're made out of stainless steel. Except on closer inspection, we find out that two of them are bad. Two of them have pits in them. And our son calls the auto parts store and says, I just want to let you know. And they said, yeah, we know. That's why we don't like to sell them. Because we get so many of them back. Now, why am I telling you all this? I'm telling you this because if you look to your left or your right when you're on the highway, or you look in front of you or behind you, you are surrounded by vehicles that are rusting. And the brake lines are rusting. Now, is that guy with that boat behind his truck, does he have rusted brake lines? And when he steps on the brake behind you, is it going to fail? I don't know. But I'm telling you that we have to replace all of the brake lines on this neighbor's truck. Why? Because all of them are rusted. I should take some pictures and show you. I think I'll do that. I'll put that on the website to show you how bad this problem is. It's unbelievable. So why is it that the guy who changed the oil on this pickup truck and put the old oil filter back on, why didn't he say to this 80-year-old woman, "Ma'am, I want you to know that your brake lines are really rusted. This is going to be a huge problem soon." Why didn't he tell her? Because we're not paying attention. Mechanics, they call these people who change the oil at these quick lubrication places, quick oil change places, they call them mechanics. Really? Those are mechanics? I don't think so. I think they're wannabes. I don't think they're paying attention. And the other, how many failures are there because of these, we'll call them mechanics in quotes, changing the oil? What do? Well, they forget things, like to put the oil filler cap back on. Car drives out of the oil change. Smoke comes out from under the hood. Why? Because oil's being sprayed all over the engine and the exhaust manifold. It's fire hazard. They forgot to put the oil fill cap on. Or they forgot to take off the gasket from the previous oil filter. And you drive a couple miles, oil pressure builds up, the heat builds up, the two gaskets instead of one like they're supposed to be, one of them blows out, and then the oil comes out of the engine, and then you're running the engine without oil on the highway. And it does damage. The engine is not the same after it runs without oil. Oil change company says, geez, listen, we'll send a pickup. We'll pick up your vehicle and we'll... No charge for the oil that you lost. No charge. But the engine's been damaged. This is what's going on in America. And it's an outrage. One last thing. We bought a garbage disposal for our daughter. Hers failed. So I did research and I bought one called Waste King. Okay. Did the research. It has great reviews. Huh. They have... They're being recalled. Thousands of them. What brand do they go under? Barracuda. Frank. Frigidaire. Gemline. Kenmore. Kitchen Eater. LuxArt. Moen. Steam 33. And Waste King. It's on the website if you want to see it. How many of them? Thousands of them. Why? They're made in China. They're made in China. And they fly apart. The internal pieces will fly apart. Can you imagine working at your sink, hitting the switch, and having a metal part come flying out from centrifugal force out of your waste disposal unit? 146,000 of them.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
For achievements with us, and, you know, Rich in class, you know, we might think that automakers would fight against governments, government corporations salting our roads with beet salt, causing unnecessary car crashes and deaths and rust and damage to the bridges and roads in the United States. Now, I believe that the automobile industry likes the idea of this beet salt rusting our automobiles prematurely, causing planned obsolescence that they can say, well, it's not us. You know, we make a great car. It's the darn road salt. And then the governments would say, well, we got to keep you safe. Heck, we can't let the roads freeze, so we need to salt the roads. But most people don't realize that it's beet juice and road salt combined which is causing this uncontrolled rust of these vehicles. And if you don't believe me, here's the challenge. Go look at the rocker panels, that part under the doors of a Chevy pickup truck or a Ford pickup truck or a Dodge pickup truck. Look at the bumpers. You will see rust eating in Missouri. Now, some states don't salt the roads at all, and good for them. But here in Missouri, if you look at vehicles, you will see the salt is eating right through the chrome-plated bumpers. Imagine that. Imagine your bumper rusting through. Not little surface rust. I'm talking about rusting right through. So what do we do? What's the answer? Well, you know, we have cars that we drive in the wintertime. Why? because they've already rusted. The ones that haven't rusted, we don't take out in the wintertime when it's salted, the roads are salty. We don't. It's a huge problem. How much is a car today? 30 grand? How much is a truck? 40 grand? Really? You gotta take that thing out in weather when their roads have been salted? So what we do is if we had an emergency, we would take the garden hose and wash the underside of the vehicle, wash behind the bumpers, wash the entire car thoroughly under the hood to get that salt off. But you can't get it all off. It's impossible. How bad is it? Well, you know, these cars with the plastic bumpers? Well, behind them, there's some styrofoam, and behind the styrofoam is some steel, heavy steel. Take a look at this steel. You won't believe it, because a lot of that steel is not painted, it's not rust-proofed, it's not primed, and you won't believe the rust. It is so bad here in Missouri that the spare tires under the trucks is a little winch. And you put this long rod in this hole in the bumper, and you crank it, and it lowers the spare tire. And there's a clasp and a catch that locks that spare tire in so that it won't fall out. Well, on the Chevrolet model 2004 trucks and the models just a little bit before and after it, that rusts shut. So you've got a flat tire, you're on the side of the road, you crank down, you know how to do it, you know how to take the lug nuts off, the hubcaps. It's real easy, right? All you do is just crank that tire down. But you can't get the tire off the cable that holds the tire up under the bed. Why? Because it's rusted shut. Don't believe me? Ask anyone who has a 2004 or so model Chevrolet truck in Missouri. It can't get your spare tire off. We can't do it. Rich Even? Any comments?
Well, you're 100% right. We're living in a planned obsolescence, disposable society. And the powers that be want to raise GDP, so they want things to disintegrate in our hands in front of our eyes, so we have to go out there and buy more. And this is why they want to keep us in debt. This is why the credit industry is collapsing. And we're in big trouble. And this is why we do these shows, is to create ideas and solutions, give people the ammunition to have the guts to speak up and stand for principle, which, as you know, I define principles, the same rules, laws, and accountability. Everything needs to be based on truth. And if somebody does something with lesser consequences to their behaviors because of what group they're in, we do it too. And if you don't like it, that's when we create practice what you preach laws, as I mentioned earlier, Vince.
Okay, and I've got a comment about that when we come back. I've got a solution for this rust problem. I really do. Rich Even, and I'll be right back. OffGridMontana.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, so I've got some solutions here for this problem with rust and people being injured from car crashes, from brake lines that have rusted through and rust-caused failures that have caused accidents and so forth. So lawyers, if there are any lawyers out there, I don't think there are any lawyers listening to us, but if there were, they could institute a class action suit against Chevrolet and General Motors for the failure of these brake lines in the Chevy trucks. Okay, that's one thing. So I looked up the word vandalism. Now, it'll take me about 2 minutes to go through this, so please bear with me, class. Vandalism is an offense that occurs when a person destroys or defaces someone else's property without permission. Effects of vandalism can include broken windows, graffiti, damage to vehicles, and even damage or destruction to a person's website. So, damage to vehicles is considered vandalism. Okay, now, what is a casualty loss? Well, according to IRS.gov, a casualty loss is something you may be able to deduct a casualty loss based on the damage done to your property during a disaster. A casualty is a sudden, unexpected, unusual event. This may include natural disasters like hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, and earthquakes. It can include losses from fires, accidents, thefts, or vandalism. Vandalism. Normal wear and tear is excluded. A casualty loss does not include losses from normal wear and tear. It does not include progressive deterioration from age or termite damage. But casualty losses can be a result of vandalism. And vandalism, we said, is destruction. Intentional destruction. So I'm saying that there's a really fine line, and I'm willing to go right up to that line on my tax return. And I'm willing to say that, well, my car, my truck has been vandalized and has caused thousands of dollars of damage. And therefore, I'm going to deduct it from income that I've earned because my car has been vandalized by corporations posing as government by putting salt on the road and not telling me about it. Is it a stretch? Now, if you decide to pursue that, you know, you're on your own. I'm on my own, too. But I got to tell you, I'm outraged. I'm outraged at the damage that has been caused by corporations posing as government. It's costing us a fortune. Just look around at the infrastructure. You know, the roads and bridges and so forth. Just look around. They're falling down. Just a thought. Two thoughts of my solutions as to ways we can solve this problem. You know, if General Motors gets hit with lawsuits because of these rusted brake lines, I think it's great. I think we ought to do it. What are they going to say? Well, it's, you know, it's normal wear and tear. Normal wear and tear? Really? Could it have been prevented? Of course. Of course. Better design? Stainless steel brake lines, those would be a step in the right direction. Not using beet salt on the roads, that'd be a nice step in the right direction. Rich, do they use salt on your roads?
I believe they do. I don't think it's... they use salt and sand. I don't think they use as much salt as some states because we're more of a dry state. We don't have as much of an ice issue. But they do use it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And have you seen trucks that are rusted out, tailgates that are rusted through? I mean, is it just Missouri where I see this kind of thing?
No, we have rust here. Again, because we don't have the humidity and we're more of a dry state. Mm-hmm. And I think we use less salt per capita than you guys or the East Coast in general. I think if you looked, and this is a very general statement, being from the New York City area for 26 years, I think it was pretty obvious that there's more rust on the East Coast than on the West Coast. Because when you have a high population, the powers that be justifies their plausible deniability by putting down more salt. They don't care if it wrecks the vehicles. Mm-hmm. And with the humidity that and moisture that you have, you're going to have more rust in the first place.
I just looked up, can you go to jail for vandalism? Here's what the Internet says. Many acts of vandalism are misdemeanors, meaning the maximum penalties include fines and up to a year in the local jail. However, vandalism that results in serious damage to valuable property is a felony. Oh. Defendants charged with a felony can face more than a year in state prison and significant fines. I am maintaining that what is happening to these vehicles is vandalism. George in New Hampshire, welcome. You're on with Rich Sheban and me.
Hi, Vince, and hello, Rich. Hello. I wanted to recommend something that I think could go a long way to prevent having to replace the brake lines and the premature rust underneath the car. As we all know, when you get sand and salt on the roads and your tires are just basically, you know, basically spinning it upwards, it's almost like a sandblaster underneath your car going at times. They have something called, it's a Rust-Oleum product, it's called Rust Reformer, and it converts rust to like a protected surface. What it does is it makes it so the oxygen can't get at the rust, or the rust-inducing agents like the salts, the sand, debris, whatnot, can't, you know, basically go to work on that metal, which a lot of times the quality of the metal, as you say, especially coming from places like China, are very questionable metallurgy. But I found you can get this at the Chinese outlet store for about, or any, or a hardware store for like about $5, $6, $7. And I'd say two cans would probably do it. And if your car's high enough, you could just literally just put a mat down, crawl underneath. You don't want to breathe the stuff in because, and you don't want to do it in an enclosed space because not only the smell, but it's got some fumes. But if you do it outdoors, it's like you spray it underneath the car. And I found that I've had cars that were like 20 years old, and once in a while I might need a brake line replaced because I'm in a state that uses beet juice, which I thought was environmentally responsible until you, this is a USA first. I've never heard this anywhere else, and I'm sure Rich would probably say the same thing. Huh, Rich?
I was well aware of the salt, but the beet juice was a new one.
Yeah, that's what I mean, the beet juice. I thought they were doing it to kind of like maybe lessen the environmental impact, but then again. But what do you think, Vince, about what I just said about that stuff you can spray and it turns to a hard black finish? And I've seen one other gentleman who does it, and he's got an older truck, probably the vintage of that Chevy. And he, when I looked at it, it was remarkable how nice it looked underneath.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just looked it up, and I found this Rust-Oleum product. It's available in a spray can. It's $5.96 without the tax, and tax. You know, for a couple cans, $12 plus tax, it sounds like that's a great way to go. And in addition, you know, I was talking to Miles about this, Miles in Europe, and they've got a problem there, too. And he sprays his vehicles with a lubrifilm. It's a fine oil. And it coats and it clings and it prevents moisture and the salts carried with the moisture from adhering. But you got to do it every year. Now, if you have a lift, it's not so bad. You need to put a respirator on and a suit and, you know, a protective suit. And, yeah, that's a great idea. There's some other things that you can do. And I was reading on the Internet about this years ago. And what some people have done is very, very clever. They will take a mixture of, you know, those wax rings that toilets are sealed with. So if you lift up your toilet, there's this round ring made out of wax. Well, they're about $1 a piece, maybe $2 now, maybe $3. And you can add some diesel fuel and heat that wax. It's, you have to be very careful you don't cause a fire when you heat that wax. And you can mix the wax ring with the diesel fuel and make a spray out of that and spray it on the underneath of the vehicle, and that wax becomes a protective coating as well. So there's several ways you can do it. And what I did was I bought a Rust-Oleum product. I did not get the one that you recommended, unfortunately. I got the undercoating product, and I sprayed it inside. I made a nozzle, and I sprayed it inside all the cavities on the rocker panels, and I still had the rust. So my car is getting lighter every time. I'm sorry, my truck is getting lighter every time I take it for a spin because rust parts just fall off. And when they asked me what color vehicle I drove at DMV, Division of Motor Vehicles, I said, "Well, it's kind of rust color." And it's rust color with a little bit of white. you know, it makes me angry. It makes me angry that this is happening, because it doesn't have to happen. This is a serious problem. You know, we're not talking about just a cosmetic effect of the rust. We're talking about, if you look under the vehicle, you'll see the frames are rusted. If the gas tanks were made out of metal, they'd be rusted, but they're typically plastic now. But the fuel lines, the brake lines, the suspension parts, the shock absorbers, the mounting parts, the supports that hold the fenders from flapping in the wind as you travel, you know, those things are rusting off. As a matter of fact, one of the most dangerous things I saw underneath this truck my son is working on, with a little bit of my assistance, is that there's a grounding strap that's made out of copper, and it goes from the filler neck in the gas door where you put your gasoline in to the gas tank. There's a copper strap that bonds the filler neck to the frame of the truck. That rusted through. That's a pretty serious problem, because as you have those gas air fumes and you're putting gas in the tank and there's a static spark, that's a great place to have an explosion. Well, that's what this grounding strap is there to prevent. Well, that was rusted through. So I'm very, very concerned. George, if you'd like to hang with us,
sure.
I'd love to hear
All
your
right.
comments.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Rich Sheeben, Off Grid Montana, Georgia, New Hampshire. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Watch it.
I know there's something happening.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. Oh God, you're
take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Eben's with us, offgridmontana.com. George in New Hampshire's with us. Both these gentlemen are USA Prepares instructors. George, I think you hit the nail right on the head. I just looked up this rust reformer. It says, stop rust in its tracks with Rust-Oleum Automotive Rust Reformer. Without sanding, the coating bonds with rusty metal, transforming it into a flat, black, non-rusting surface. Instantly convert rust into a protected, paintable surface. Prevent future rust and corrosion. It sounds like a great product. And for, you know, two cans for about $12, sounds like it's certainly worth a try. It also sounds like it works, as you said.
I just want to give a warning, though, is that I don't recommend that it's sprayed on the exhaust pipe or the exhaust muffler, which I know you and Rich would know, being around cars and all that,
sure,
and knowledgeable about it. But the thing is, and not to spray it, there are any electrical components in the car, but if you see a bolt that's rusting, that's somewhat isolated, if it ever has to come off, it'll protect it, because a lot of moisture gets into the car when it moves in various places, and you just go as far. In other words, we don't go overboard, but every year or so when your mechanic gets the car on a lift and you look underneath, you can see certain spots that need some attention, but it will have slowed down the rust to such a degree that, let's just say, it'll last that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, basically.
Mm-hmm. You know, as you're saying this, I was thinking about some of the vehicles that we've seen here at the farm, some of our neighbors' vehicles, and we help them, you know, with problems we have. And I got to tell you that the salt, this beet juice, it is such a problem that I'll bet you that many ladies who know how to change a tire, you know, if they're stuck on the side of the road and they decide to do this themselves, they won't have the physical strength to loosen the lug nuts on the vehicles because of the salt with the beet juice has formed an adhesion so they can't get these lug nuts off. And I'm not just picking on ladies. We've had guys that have had problems too. You know, big guys. I'm just saying that, this is a real problem. Can you imagine having a flat tire and having one of these pickup trucks and you know how to do it, you crank down the spare tire and you can't get it off because it's rusted onto the cable. You can't get the tire off the mechanism that winches the spare tire down from being under the truck bed, and you can't get the lug nuts off because they're rusted in place. Can you imagine that? That's what we're talking about.
But what I find is when I change a tire, I'll spray that rust reformer onto the lugs, and then what I'll do is that then I'll let it dry, and then I'll spray a good lubricant underneath there. So when I seal it back up, it's going to make it a lot easier the next time when you do have to take it off to get it off again.
Mm-hmm.
Simple thing, though, you know?
Yeah. I'm going to say something that I recommend that people, they're on their own if they do this. What I've been doing for probably since the 60s is I've been putting a light coat of grease on the threads of the wheel studs and the mating surface of the lug nut so that there's a good coating so that when I go to take the lug nuts off, they come off. However, there is a danger in doing that. If you don't torque them to the appropriate torque, the lug nuts can come loose and you can lose your wheel. They can just come right off as you're traveling. So we torque them down with a torque wrench. And it's not recommended. No dealership will say that they do that. So what happens is they wear out the wheels, they wear out the lug nuts, they wear out the studs when you change your tires. That's what happens. So we rotate our tires very often, and our vehicles have a couple hundred thousand miles on it. So if we do that every 5,000 miles or so, rotate the tires, that's a lot of on and off with the lug nuts and the wheels and the tires. So there's a lot of wear there, and that's why we lubricate them. But you've got to be careful. You've got to check them and check them and check them to make sure that they don't come off while you're traveling. And you've got to use a torque wrench. And you've got to use the right torque. And there's torque with lubricant and torque without lubricant. And I'm not going to tell you how to do it, class. If you decide to do it, you've got to do it on your own and be responsible for it. Don't come back to me if you have a problem if you do it. George, thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah,
calling
thank
in.
You both, John.
Rich, even thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Class, above all, honesty and integrity. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight, bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.